2,700,000 jobs have vanished in America in the last 3 years, more than 1 million since the recession officially ended in November 2001. Here in Oregon, the jobless rate stands at more than 8%, an all-time high and highest in the nation. Odd, isn't it, to celebrate jobs and work when able-bodied Americans are losing both? Tom Saylor is a business writer for the Milwaukee Journal. He writes that 22 months into a normal economic rebound, the jobless rate should have been shaved by 5 or 6 percentage points. It hasn't happened. Since the nominal end of the recession, the economy has been losing jobs at the rate of 75,000 a month. David Broder writes in the Washington Post that the number of factory workers has declined every month for 3 years, for a loss of 1 in 6. Those lost jobs were high-wage jobs, too, averaging $54,000 a year. Now, a report by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York suggests that those jobs have been lost forever, a problem that may yet determine the outcome of next year's elections. There are several reasons for the discouraging trend in the workplace. Business investment is virtually non-existent because many companies are saddled with unused production capacity. It's senseless to expand until their factories are operating at full tilt again. Washington's response to this problem has been 2 large tax cuts aimed mostly at precisely the wrong thing, an effort to increase the production capacity glut. American manufacturing has also been crippled by intense foreign competition. The central banks of China and other Asian nations have helped rig the competition by manipulating their monetary policy to make U.S. goods more expensive in their markets. Someday soon, Americans may demand a trade and economic policy that works freely and fairly for workers and investors alike. But that day has not arrived. Yet. When it does, if it does, it could change the face of America for a generation. This is Les O'Coin.